Nauseous and Motilal Oswal, early investors in Zepto IPO. India AI is set for a funding frenzy. Biltmore Sarvam and Emergent says Google DeepMind leader. MakeMyTrip files for India IPO via confidential route.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast. Let's begin with Zepto, where preparations for a stock market debut are gathering pace, and Money Control has learned that Norway's sovereign wealth fund Norges and Motilal Oswal have placed bids to participate in Zepto's proposed $800 million IPO. Now, together, the two investors are expected to account for around 40 to 45% of the anchor book, with more institutional investors expected to join as the issue progresses. Now, Norges already counts companies like Eternal and Swiggy among its India investments, while Motilal Oswal, on the other hand, has backed Zepto in the private market. There is, however, one notable change. Zepto's valuation is being negotiated at around $5.1 billion post-money, compared with $7 billion during its last private funding round in 2025. While the final valuation could change during the IPO process, the current discussions actually reflect growing investor focus on profitability as the company is prepared to list. All right, sticking with investments, AI continues to dominate India's venture capital landscape. Money Control has learned that at least half a dozen AI startups are in talks to raise fresh funding from investors, including Claypond Capital, Axel, Arkham Ventures, Binny Bansal, Albinder Dinsa, and Ankit Nagori as well. Among them, Deccan AI, which is discussing a $5 to $7 million follow-on round with Claypond Capital just months after raising a $25 million Series B. Now, consumer AI is also attracting fresh interest. AIStay, an AI-powered coaching platform, is in talks to raise around $2 million to expand its business. Now, the momentum isn't limited to institutional investors. Flipkart co-founder Binny Bansal is in talks to invest in Rio AI, while Eternal CEO Albinder Dinsa, CureFoot, and Culprit co-founder Ankit Nagori and others are discussing investments in AI startup like SingOneSong. Now, the latest activity follows two of India's biggest AI fundraisers this year that we reported, Sarvam AI's $300 million round and Emergent's $130 million Series C, both of course first reported by Money Control. Moving on, a message, an important message, in fact, for India's AI ecosystem from one of Google's top AI leaders. Speaking to Money Control, Google DeepMind's India and APAC head Manish Gupta said India needs many more AI startups like Sarvam and Emergent, and urged founders to aim for building world-class AI models and products that can compete globally. But he also said ambition alone won't be enough. According to Gupta, Indian companies spend only about 0.35% of their revenue on research and development, compared with more than 3% in countries like the US and China. Now, he believes higher R&D spending is also key to bringing top AI researchers back to India. As Gupta put it, and I quote, "The biggest thing that talent needs is exciting work. So if there is exciting work happening, talent will come back," is what he said. He pointed to Google DeepMind's own Bengaluru team, where several researchers of Indian origin have returned after completing their PhDs abroad. So the team is now helping improve Gemini's understanding of languages, voice interactions, model efficiency, and also continual learning. Gupta also said India should build capabilities across the entire AI stack, from open-weight models to real-world AI applications, instead of focusing just one part of the ecosystem. All right, the last news for the day, MakeMyTrip is moving closer to an India listing. The Nasdaq-listed travel company has announced that its Indian subsidiary has confidentially filed draft IPO papers with SEBI, the BSE, and NSE. The company has not disclosed the size of the issue. Earlier this week, Money Control had first reported that MakeMyTrip was preparing to file for $1 billion-plus India IPO through the confidential route. Now, the proposed issue is expected to include an offer for sale with Axis Capital, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and also Kotak Mahindra Bank acting as advisors. Now, if the process moves ahead as planned, it could become one of the largest tech IPOs in India in recent years. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech Brief from Money Controls. A big thank you to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for bringing you these stories. Thanks a lot, listeners. We air every weekday between 7:30 and 8:30 p.m., bringing you everything you need to know from the world of tech and startups, minus the boring bits. This is Bhavya Dilip Kumar signing off. Have a great weekend.
You are listening to Money Controls Tech 3 Podcast.